Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the special Mother's Day weekend. Huge show for you this week. My first guest is my buddy Tony Orlando. Later on in the hour, David McCallum, one of the great actors of our time, will be joining us. Next hour, legendary Connie Francis will be here. She had a great song called Mama, which was very appropriate for today. And then we're going to talk to Rick Harrison from the Pawn Shop. Finish things out with Anna D'Souza. We're going to be chatting about last-minute Mother's Day presents. If you haven't gotten that handled yet, you better do so very quick. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest this first hour is superstar Tony Orlando.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle, from cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music play.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And that is the music of my very dear friend, like family to us, Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how you doing, my friend? Good to have you here.
If people only knew how much family you and I are, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. What you and I have been through the years has been glorious. It's a great friendship.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was just telling Tony for one on the air, it's nice that I don't have to have any bio or anything about the guest because we talk so often that we got a plethora of things. You know, I'm looking down the stuff that we could talk about today. I hope you're not doing anything because we're going to be here talking about all this stuff. It's unbelievable. First of all, let me go down the list, Tony, okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about celebrating the 60th anniversary in show business.
So I go to Caesar's Palace. Funny you should ask me about 60 years in show business, Ron. And you'll relate to this because you knew Sammy Davis Jr. like I knew him. And what a wonderful guy he was. And he was so happy that he was celebrating decades in show business. So I walk up to him and I go, Sammy, I can't believe it. 60 years you're in show business? He said, I know, man. Isn't that something? I said, I'd have been happy with 6 weeks in the show business. 6 hours. Nevertheless, I'll never see six decades. You should be so proud. here I am on a phone call with my buddy, Ron Fetchy. And what does he say? 60 years in the show business. And I got to shake my head, honestly, Ron, and go, what? What?
I got to tell you something, Tony. Sometimes when you're doing something, because of everything that's going on around you, you just lose track of time. But when I turn around and I look at what you have done between starting back with Halfway to Paradise and being A&R and how he came about with The Dawn and the whole story and the books and the movies and everything, you know, it's amazing that how fast 60 years go by. That's how long I've been in broadcasting. And
right.
we both started very young. But, you know, you mentioned Sammy. You know, when you talk about him being in business for 60 years, but the guy died. Well, he's only 63 when he died. So, you know, he started as basically an embryo.
You know, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Ron, you're right.
Yeah. You know, he was.
Holy mackerel, you're right. So he was counting from 3 years old.
Right. Sure. Yeah, because he was early 60s when he died. That's amazing. So 60 years. Would you have done anything in that 60 years differently, Tony?
I think I would have been. I think I would have paid more attention to rehearsal.
Really?
I don't like to rehearse. And I think it's hurt me in some ways. I think when I watch a TV show, I watch a film that I did, I often say to myself, why didn't I rehearse that more? One day I was walking through CBS. And they were doing a Galactic. I remember that show.
Oh, yes.
And Fred Astaire was reading his lines outside the door to go in to do his scene. And I was walking by. I said, should I say hello? I said, hello, Mr. Astaire. He looked at me. He said, oh, Tony, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. I said, I'm sorry to interrupt you. And he said, what are you doing? He says, I'm rehearsing my lines. He said, you're about to go on and you're rehearsing your lines. Out of your script, you don't have it in your head. He goes, oh, no, I have it in my head. I rehearse it until it becomes part of me. It's just my dancing thing. You know, when we would do a movie and I would do a dance scene, I would rehearse for 6 months.
Oh, really?
I go, 6 months? Yeah, I want to dance like, or do a scene like it's, like it was never written. It was part of my life, part of my body. And I walked away thinking, my God, you don't, Tony. You don't rehearse at all, for God's sake. What kind of an amateur are you? Then I worked with Jerry Lewis at the Las Vegas Hilton with Jerry. It was when Sammy got sick. Remember, he was on tour with Sammy.
Yeah.
And he asked me to fill in for Sammy. So I go, and I do go to the show, and he says, I'll meet you tomorrow afternoon on stage. We'll rehearse. I said, rehearse? Rehearse what? I said, I'm coming out. I'm singing Yellow Ribbon. You're singing Rock About My Baby. Then you do your act, I do mine. He goes, well, we're not going to wing it. So I walk downstairs, and I go, Jerry, you really mean you want to rehearse walking out on stage and saying, I'll do your favorite song if you do my favorite song that has to be rehearsed? He said, Tony, I don't wing anything.
Wow.
I said, wait a second. You mean all the ad-libs? No, there are no ad-libs. I don't do ad-libs. Jerry, you're telling me that everything you did with Dean that looked like ad-libs, like slipping on the water that's on the floor, was rehearsed? Yep. And then I realized why Fred Astaire became Fred Astaire,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry Lewis became Jerry Lewis. And I'm still sitting there going, I don't really feel like rehearsing.
No, but you know, Tony, you're a little bit hard on yourself on that deal, because I don't prepare much for the show that I do on radio, and I do even less. I rehearse songs, but I can't rehearse working with the audience. Look at Don Rickles. I asked Don one time, he said, what goes through your mind? And he says, you know, I have an opening and I have a closing. I have no idea what the hell I'm going to do in between. And it works. So sometimes rehearsing, don't get me wrong, everybody is listening, you know, it's good to rehearse, but sometimes rehearsing really and truly intimidates the performance. Look at Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason never rehearsed anything.
And he I know he was on my show, so I...
You know that. I know that story.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that very vividly.
Yeah.
I want to touch on a subject here, but Tony Orlando is not only a great singer, a great songwriter, a great promoter... a great actor, but now Tony has joined the ranks of being a sensational radio personality, okay? Tony Orlando now does 2 hours every Saturday night, Saturday Nights with Tony, on WABC Radio out of New York City, a powerhouse station, and he does a great job as a radio guy now. He plays music. He interviews the biggest radio and television personalities there is. He's frankly ticking me off. He's doing a heck of a lot better than what I was doing at that.
Well, let me tell you what I do, and you're not going to believe this, but it's true. I make believe I'm Ron Segi. I just imitate you. I said, okay, what would Ron do here? I'm not kidding you.
Uh-oh.
And you know what I learned about radio? People think you sit down and it's easy. But when you start doing show after show after show, and you know you have to structure a show differently every time because you have, obviously, you've built up listening audiences that become fans or friends of the show, and you don't want to sound like the same guy every week or every night, in your case, through the years. But it's a lot of preparation mentally. I walk off that 2 hours, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just did a show, a stand show. Honestly, Ron, it's quite an ordeal. It's probably, and I mean this, the most enjoyable platform I've ever had in show business in 60 years. I've never had more fun than doing that radio show.
And it sounds like it, too. I mean, I really mean that, because we talked many, many years ago about you doing radio. You can tell that you're having a good time. And there's one thing about radio, I want to talk about it when we get back, because there's a lot of things about this business that they think is, you know, gone now because of satellites and because of the internet and everything else. Radio will be here forever, and Tony and I will talk about it when we come back. My special guest is family to me. He really is. You know, a lot of people say that he is. And Tony Orlando and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl I hold in my arms and know the magic of her charms, because I want a girl to call.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and that is the voice of our guest doing a song that when you love Bobby Darin like Tony and I did, and right. When you do what we call in the business a cover, you think to yourself, boy, you know, can I beat it? He has. That version of Dream Lover, I know he doesn't believe this, but that Dream Lover version is fabulous, Tony. Just fabulous.
Well, you know, you've been consistent. You've said that to me through the years, and you do a fabulous rendition of it live. If anybody wants to see a good show, you see Ron, he's a great performer. But you know something, Ron? The truth is, when I cut that, you know, Bobby was my idol. And actually, I would have to say Bobby was and Don Kirshner both were my first mentors, my first managers, really. They took my career on just no differently than Bobby took on Wayne Newton's career, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an advisor, and I went and did that song. I was so nervous that if you listen to the last chorus, and I don't know what, I forgot the words.
No,
I went, I don't know why.
And, you know, you've told me that. I've never heard that.
In those days, when you cut, I remember I cut that when I was 16 years old. Wow. I'm now 77. It was done live at Four Track Studios with a 30-piece orchestra sitting there, and you only had an hour to do each song. So in other words, if you didn't finish a performance in an hour, next song, that's it. So it came to the end of the hour when I finished that line, and I remember Donnie Kirshner and Bobby Darin both saying to, "We're not gonna re-record it. We don't have time. We have to get on to the next song," and the next song was Halfway to Paradise.
Wow. I didn't know that part of the story. I never heard that part of
it became number one for me. But to think that Bobby said, no, keep it, it's okay. It's kind of nice the way you ad-libbed that. You screwed up the ending without them knowing the lyric. It pissed me off, but you did a good job.
Well, I got to tell you something. You've told me that story, and I listened to that ending, and I can't tell. And I don't have a dead ear.
No, I don't know.
You're too hard on yourself. Let's get back to your radio show, okay? Now, this started last fall. Now, ladies and gentlemen, literally, I mean this. I listen to the show every Saturday night. I'm not saying that because Tony and I are, you know, like brothers. I really mean that. I listen to it all the time. And you do a sensational job. You really do.
Oh, and thank you. Coming from you, that's humbling.
You know, the thing about it is this. You know, people ask me all the time, who's your favorite person to interview? And it's not necessarily a person, but a kind of person. People who move and shake and, you know, do everything else. I love interviewing comedians because they're always on. Actors and actresses I'm not too fond of because if it's not on the written page, they don't know what the hell to say. But singers are fun because you have an empathy with it. You have such an empathy. Here, guest list, Paul Anka, Crystal Gayle. The list is endless of the people that you have. I can't even think of all of them because the list is endless. I mean, you don't get Joe Blow, who's in front of, you know, Froggy and the Termites. You know, I mean, you get the real people.
Joe Schmo, the nail biters.
Yeah, right. And you sound like you're having fun. I love how you get into the introduction of the music, because Tony's not a full talk show like I'm doing. He's playing music. And he's explaining to you how this song was done, who did this song, you know, what kind of car they drove when they went to the studio. I mean, he's got everything on that. You're just having a ball with it. It's every Saturday night, 10 to midnight Eastern time. Of course, it can be streamed on the Internet. That's how I listen to it. It comes out of WABC, one of the real powerhouses of rock and roll music.
Coming from you, I know you a long time, and you put the bug in me. As a matter of fact, you were the one that said, let's do a radio show together, and I look forward to someday we were going to do that. I look forward someday to doing a radio show with the great Ron Sedgy, and I mean that, Ron, because I think there's a chemistry between us that's rare between people, because we're show people for sure, but we're, as you kindly mentioned, we're best of friends, and I think that we could do a great show together. I hope someday that happens, but at WABC, I got a call from Bruce Morrow and the owner of the station, John Casimatidis, and they called me up and said, have you ever thought about doing a radio show? I said, yeah, I have thought about it. Well, we're stuck for 2 hours, but it's 10 o'clock to midnight. Would you be open to that? Now, we're in a pandemic. I'm not working. I'm not doing shows. I'm thinking, well, this would be fun. I said, sure. I didn't know what to expect. And if you remember the first night I called you, because we had glitch after glitch after glitch after glitch, and you, God bless you, you calmed me down and told me what to do, and then we set ourselves straight. And I didn't know, Ron, I swear to you, that I would enjoy this as much as I do. I'm not kidding you. I enjoy picking the music. I enjoy creating theme shows. To me, it's like I'm doing a documentary, not a radio show, you know. And, you know, having Adam Sandler on, you know, Lionel Richie on, Garth Brooks, to have these people come on makes you feel, and you know this because you've had them all on, you feel indebted to them that they're coming on to a radio show. And, you know, everything counts on how that hour, 2 hours comes off. And I tell you, it's an art form I'm learning. I pick your brain often. You've been kind enough to help me along. But honestly, I can see why you've done this for so many years. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, very enjoyable job. It's not even a job. It's fun.
Tony, can I ask you to stay a little bit longer? I knew I couldn't do this in two segments.
You could have me for the rest of my life.
Okay, good. Well, that's good, because that's how long we are going to have you. Tony Orlando is going to be joining us in another segment because, look, I can't have Tony on for just a couple of segments. I got to talk to him, like, forever. So we'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today and Tony Orlando.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major fuel pipeline has been shut down by a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline has halted its entire network after it says it was the victim of an attack from ransomware. The Colonial Network is a major source of fuel for the East Coast, carrying nearly half of the entire supply from Gulf Coast refineries to the eastern and southern U.S. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says federal authorities will move quickly with their investigation.
I do feel that federal authorities will push forward quickly to get to the bottom of this. And one of the things we know is finding out what is the genesis of these attacks is something they're going to have to do more quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And at least 30 people are dead and more than 50 wounded after a bomb exploded Saturday near a girls' school in Kabul. Many of the victims are believed to be students at that school. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack, condemning the bombing targeting civilians. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The USA and around the world, Ron Segi today, another song by my pal Tony Orlando. We're talking about his radio show. But you know, Tony, you're right about the excitement of this. for some reason, and I don't know what it is, they always talk about the theater of the mind, but when I got into radio, those kind of radio shows where you had the Green Hornet and everything, they were gone. We were listening to rock and roll. And I would lay in bed at night, and I listen to the radio, and I think to myself, gosh, this guy's doing this, this guy's doing that. It just hit me at the age of 7 years old. I mean, that's relatively young. Everybody else wants to be a fireman and a policeman, and I want to do the mornings at a radio station. You can tell when somebody's having fun, and that's what I sense in your voice. But our friend, the late Dick Clark, Casey Kasem, all of these guys that did countdown shows, they would go in and do the voices. They'd say, this week, this song is number 4. And that was the end of it. Tony doesn't do that. He does it warts and all. He picks the music. He picks the guest. He books the guest. And he does the show live with the music in it, not just the excerpts. I mean, you're there from the foundation up.
Yeah. And that's what I'm enjoying. It's kind of you to say that. Because, you know, you're talking about some giants with those names that you've mentioned. But, I couldn't do it any other way. I was talking to Joe Piscopo, who does a Sunday show, Sinatra show, yesterday. And he called me up. He says, you know what you're doing? I said, what? He says, you're doing radio documentaries. What's with you?
Is that what he said?
I got a kick out of it. Yeah. I said, I don't know. I just love information. And here's what's weird, Ronnie. I'm getting a bigger reaction from talking to record producers and songwriters than in many respects the big names, because people are information hungry. They love to learn. I think the internet has done that to our society as a whole. I'll get letters going or texts going or emails going, I love that story he did with so-and-so, the story about Paul Anka and how he wrote My Way.
Yes.
Got the biggest reaction.
See, I think people like the backstory. And when they hear the backstory from somebody who hasn't experienced the backstory, it's not quite as good. But you've experienced and you've witnessed the backstory. That's what's fabulous about what you do. I mean that sincerely. You do a great job. You really do, Tony. Don't stop doing that show. You know, the show that he and I were talking about, we were going to call Orlando in Orlando. Remember that?
That's right. Then you came up with one, Orlando in the Morning. You wanted to do a TV show,
right?
Orlando in the Morning with you and I. That's going to happen someday. We're going to do a show together like we are now because I have fun doing it with you.
And I want you to, ladies and gentlemen, take notice of the fact that in both those names, Orlando in the Morning and Orlando, missing is my name. I just want everybody, just in case they miss. In case they miss that, I just want to bring it to their attention. So there's no mistake who the star of the show will be. Hey, Tony.
Will you stop it? I can't stop laughing with you. You're crazy.
Tony, let's talk about what the status is of the Broadway show, which, of course, had to go on the second tier because of this crazy pandemic. It was supposed to open last September. Very disappointing that you weren't able to kick it off because of the situation that struck the world.
It was a devastation for me. And imagine being on Broadway for the first 2 weeks and all of a sudden closing down because of the pandemic. Those are the ones that I feel for. I can always have that show and ready to go back on because we've had the financing and all that needs to be done. But to think of somebody already opening, Ron, and then the pandemic hits, and then you close Broadway down? Oh, my God. God bless me. I'm blessed for it to happen that way.
Yeah, because the stigma behind it would be worse than anything. Can we hope for 2022, Tony?
Yeah, well, you know, now it's a matter of scrambling for theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking about the shows that were on that are going to come back and the shows that are ready to go in. It's going to be a horse race, but we'll eventually have it on Broadway. Also, I'm looking forward to the Neil Diamond show that's coming. His life story and his music is going to be a big hit on Broadway. I'm happy for him.
But yours will be, too. I read an article just the day before yesterday on the Fox News Online, a fascinating article that I knew all about, but it was a great article about how you found religion during a very troubled time in your life after Freddie Prinze committed suicide and the cancellation of the TV show. But a lot of that information seemed like it was taken from the book, which, by the way, you need to update because there's lots that have happened in your life since then.
Well, I'll tell you, it was from a magazine, that article that came out also this last week, Closer Magazine, had like a four-page story, and that was lifted out of that magazine. And it was a wonderful interview that the lady did with me at Closer. You know as well as I, sometimes interviews are not accurate.
Oh.
This lady stayed right to, she was on point. And yeah, I said, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when I had to put on the brakes, I put on the brakes, and boy, let me tell you something. As I put on the brakes, I went to my knees and prayed to God to save me out of the troubles I was having after Freddie Prinze died and all that was going on. Yeah, I still look up to heaven and thank him and praise him every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you can see what I meant when I said that he's like the Energizer Bunny. He just had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, 60th anniversary in show business, brand new radio show that's going gangbusters, this latest story on Closer, the Broadway show, which is inevitably going to go on the Broadway. You know, the other day, I was watching a documentary on YouTube called Elvis and the Colonel. And I got about 3 or 4% of the way down through the story, and all of a sudden Joe Esposito shows up, and he's interviewing you, and you were telling the story about how the Colonel one time wanted to have you be a preacher. And, you know, that was done. I was sitting next to you off camera. That was done in Branson. Remember when we did that in Branson?
I do remember that. Where did that air?
I don't know, but I'm going to send you the link, because when I saw it, and it's towards the end, you got to watch this, because thing we did it, I think at the RFK or some facility there
right.
in Branson, and he used it on the show. I'll send you the link to it, but it was pretty cool how it just showed up, because I had not seen it since we did it, and that was, gosh, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember telling the Colonel, I said, Colonel, you came up with this idea for Elvis, and he became Elvis Presley. Now you're coming up with the idea you want to open up something called the Church of the Yellow Ribbon. I just realized in your life, lightning will not strike twice.
What was funny, you said, Colonel, the lunch is over, the conversation is done.
Done, exactly. But he was, you know, he called my mother, Colonel Parker. Now, you knew my mom. Colonel Parker called my mother 20 straight Mother's Days for 20 straight years.
Wow. Really?
Yep. He loved my mom.
Well, you couldn't help it.
And I used to say to him, are you hitting on my mom? Colonel, are you hitting on my mother? To be honest with you, I wouldn't mind asking her out for a date. I said, don't you dare. I used to kid him. But he would call her, hey, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, it's the Colonel, I swear to you.
Well, your mom was a sweetheart, but, you know, the thing about the Colonel is that he knew where the hot buttons were, because he knew if he, you know, was nice to Mrs. Presley, that she could sway the bar in his favor. So that's probably what he's doing. He probably thought to himself, if I could just get this Tony Orlando kid, I'll tell you right now. And you know what would happen, Tony? Right now, you had to have had in debt, because... He would have taken 99%.
You know how he became friends with my mother, Ruth?
No.
And in the casino at the Las Vegas Hilton, he would go down and play slots with her.
I'll be darned, really, yeah, because he was bigger than that.
That's what she met him.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, Tony, I don't have to tell you this. It's always great having you here, my friend. Congratulations on your 60th anniversary. Congratulations as you are now successfully a radio announcer.
I'm proud of it. Thank you. I hope I can grow up and become a Ron Segi.
You know what's funny? I told somebody the other day, it says, I go out and I sing because I want to be Tony Orlando, and Tony Orlando goes on the radio. I said, what the heck happened there?
That's right.
What the heck happened there? Well, anyway, that's a good movie. Tony, thanks for joining.
My love to Claudia, your beautiful wife. And let's you and I, Claudia and Franny, my wife, make sure that we find our trip to Italy together.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. We are going to go. We're making the announcement now. We're going to go to Italy and maybe take an off trip to Greece.
Yes, so I can go to Crete and you can go to Sicily. We can see our ancestors.
Yeah.
And it would be a wonderful trip. So let's work on that one too, okay, buddy?
Oh, thank you, Tony. And stay safe, and we'll talk soon. We'll probably talk tomorrow.
You're my radio king.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, buddy.
Wow, what a great time we spent with Tony. He's a terrific guy. I can't say enough good things about Tony. And there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today.
It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's the USA and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He was with us on the show far too long ago. It had to be several months, maybe years ago. And he is such a seasoned actor, and I didn't realize this. He's a musician, too. He's got a brand new book out called Once a Crooked Man. I love the premise of this. Joining us right now is the multi-talented David McCallum. David, welcome to the show, and geez, it's been too long since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been, shall we say, quite busy.
Well, that's good. That's the way to be. And I meant what I said. You know, everybody remembers your great roles on television, Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, The Great Escape on the big screen, The Outer Limits, the 1963 and 95 versions. Is this your second book, David?
No. I sat down about over 15 years ago and decided I didn't know. I'd never tried to write, never tried to put the words on the paper. And so I started just as an exercise in teaching myself to write. And it went in and out of drawers and got, you know, bumped away for 3 years. And eventually, about, 4 or 5 years ago, I took it out and decided to finish it, and I did. And to my astonishment, someone read it and said, you've got to publish this. And a week or so ago, it was published, much to my astonishment.
When you're reading it, I guarantee you that no one would ever know it's your first book. I love the premise of it. First of all, you've got the Brugetti brothers. Being of Italian descent, I immediately can relate to this book, okay?
Yeah, well, the Bruschettis were very early on. They came into the picture very early on, and I really like all three of them. They're great guys.
This is a book, and I'm sure, being the talented actor that you are, recognize immediately, this should be a movie. I mean, it's a comic thriller, but this would be great on the big screen.
Well, tell that to everybody you can. I'd love to see it as a film. You know, when I have an image in my head of all these people and what they're like and everything and where they go and what they do. But it would be wonderful to see it actually on a screen. That would be marvelous.
It would play well. It's a story, if I may lead into this, of brothers who have spent a lifetime, obviously, in the underworld, and they're getting older. They're saying, I'm going to retire from crime. But they're overheard by an aspiring actor that they're going to do one more thing before they close out business, and that's murder somebody. And this actor goes to England and tries to warn the guy and then gets in way over his head. I love it.
Yeah, that's basically the premise. And, of course, the Bruschetti brothers at the beginning, they're in a business of the crime business, and they've never really had any record they've done wrong. So they're under the radar and basically successful and proving the point that crime upon occasion does pay and pay well.
And I love this actor because he gets so involved with this role that the British police actually say, well, you know what? We need you in underground because you play this role so well. And all the guy wants to do is be an actor. He just wants a commercial on television. He doesn't care. Now he's wrapped up in it. I think it's a great premise, David.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I run down, if I may, before we talk more about Once a Crooked Man, all of the things that you have done. And it is staggering. And I never knew that your parents were both fantastic musicians, of which you initially followed in their footsteps as an oboe player.
Yes, my father wanted me to go to Paris and go to the conservatoire because I'd been taught by the principal. He was the cor anglais player in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which my father was the leading violinist, the concertmaster. And before that, he'd been the concertmaster with Beecham in the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I grew up, my mother was a cellist, so I grew up in a very musical environment and naturally ended up playing an instrument, which in this case was the oboe. But I had already been working with the BBC on radio, doing a lot of different accents across the British, you know, the British countryside. I was successful at that, and I'd worked in amateur theatre, and I realized very early on that that's what I wanted to do, not music. And so my father said, right, get on with it.
Get on with it, that's great. But your son, Val, is a session musician, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a session musician. He's also been touring lately and doing a lot of work with Jackson Browne.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him at the Greek Theater here in Los Angeles not long ago, and he's quite wonderful. And as they say, you know, talent skips a generation, and it's certainly true in his case.
Well, no, wait a minute. You got an enormous amount of talent there, David, so don't ever cut that situation.
Well, the musical talent in my case got put to one side, but not in the case of Val.
You certainly have stayed the course, and your role on NCIS this is a role that you've played on a couple of different series, is it not?
Well, you know, Ducky is pretty unique, and I tend to talk. I mean, if somebody says, would you like to sort of talk to these people, I can stand up and go on until they get the hook and pull me off. And so Ducky, in a way, is very garrulous in that way. I like Ducky a lot. He's a very good friend of mine, and after 13 years of playing the same part, I've got to know him really well.
I love the expression that he's a good friend of mine. I've never heard an actor say that before. That's very well put. It's almost like it's another person.
Well, it's not everybody that gets to play a part for 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weird thing in many ways. And people say, what's your favorite episode and things like that. To me, they're all those almost 300 episodes now. It's just one great big long episode. I can never differentiate one from the other.
Yeah.
And it's all been such a pleasure. I mean, Don Belisario did a fantastic job setting it up, and we've managed to keep it going ever since.
Yeah, he's quite a talent. Now, Once a Crooked Man, for those who want to buy it, where can we get it?
I think it's in bookstores across the country, certainly on Barnes & Noble everywhere. Available on the internet, of course. The Kindle version and also the audio, which I recorded a while back.
Oh.
So it's all out there if you want to go get it.
Oh, I would love to hear the audio version because I know how great you are when it comes to putting the feeling behind it. I would be remiss in the closing moments, David, to ask, is there any substance to truth to this? Is this something that you got from somebody from the standpoint of an experience that you had?
No, I have many friends in the world of law enforcement, the good guys, as I call them, and they've taught me a lot. But no, there's nothing really that, no. Okay. It's a work of fiction, shall we say.
Well, it's a great work of fiction. Now, you got to do me a favor. The last time we spoke probably was several years ago, all right? Can we kind of shorten that span the next time, David?
It's a deal.
Okay, let's do it.
They won't, it took me 15 years and more to write the first book. They want a second book. Maybe I'll get that out a little quicker.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You got to keep pumping them out. Well, David, congratulations on your success in your career and, of course, with this crime fiction debut of Once a Crooked Man, penned by David McCallum. David, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
What a great guy he is, and what a terrific talent, too. David McCallum. And remember this theme from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group. They're their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's going to wrap things up for hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this Mother's Day weekend, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, Tony Orlando and actor David McCullough. Next hour, Connie Francis will be joining us. Then from the pawn shop over there in beautiful Las Vegas, Rick Harrison. And then we'll be chatting about last-minute ideas for Mother's Day with Anna D'Souza. And that's all coming up next hour. We're going to pause only momentarily, but we'll be back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today. And heading off that hour will be Connie Francis.